Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break English, Season 4, Episode 1, Extra. Hello, and welcome to the extra episode for Lesson 1 of Coffee Break English, Season 4. Do you remember that we talked about the kilt in the main episode? Well, you're going to hear a conversation between me and Maurizio, all about wearing a kilt. Maurizio is from Italy, so it's a good opportunity to practice listening to a different accent. We hope you enjoy it. Maurizio, have you ever worn a kilt?
Well, Italians don't wear kilts to weddings and parties. We usually wear a suit. But I've lived in Scotland for a few years, so I have worn a kilt a few times.
Do you remember the first time you tried one on?
Yes, I do.
How did it feel?
Well, first of all, it was a bit complicated to put it on. There's a lot of material that you have to wrap in a specific way. I had to watch a YouTube video to learn how to do it.
Really? Wow, I didn't know it was so difficult.
Yes. Well, it was for me at least. Then, when I had finally put the kilt on, it felt very heavy. There's a lot of wool, and there are lots of things that you wear with it, of course.
Yes, there's the little bag, the sporran, isn't there?
Yes, and the thick wool socks, and the waistcoat, and the jacket. Luckily, both times I've worn a kilt have been in the winter, so it's kept me nice and warm.
Well, that's good. To be honest, I'm happy that I can just wear a simple dress instead of a kilt. Oh, except for the high heels. I definitely prefer to wear a kilt than high heels. I absolutely hate them. Let's listen to the conversation again, a little faster. Maurizio, have you ever worn a kilt?
Well, Italians don't wear kilts to weddings and parties. We usually wear a suit. But I've lived in Scotland for a few years, so I have worn a kilt a few times.
Do you remember the first time you tried one on?
Yes, I do.
How did it feel?
Well, first of all, it was a bit complicated to put it on. There's a lot of material that you have to wrap in a specific way. I had to watch a YouTube video to learn how to do it.
Really? Wow, I didn't know it was so difficult.
Yes. Well, it was for me at least. Then, when I had finally put the kilt on, it felt very heavy. There's a lot of wool and there are lots of things that you wear with it, of course.
Yes, there's the little bag, the sporran, isn't there?
Yes, and the thick wool socks and the waistcoat and the jacket. Luckily, both times I've worn a kilt have been in the winter, so it's kept me nice and warm.
Well, that's good. To be honest, I'm happy that I can just wear a simple dress instead of a kilt. Oh, except for the high heels. I definitely prefer to wear a kilt than high heels. I absolutely hate them. Thanks for listening to this extra episode of Coffee Break English. If you'd like to receive the free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes from the main episode, just visit coffeebreakenglish.com. Don't forget that you can subscribe for free to Coffee Break English wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'd love to hear what you think. Leave a review and help other English learners practice their English with Coffee Break English. See you next time.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.